The EntertainmentNerds.com podcast is an reflective opinions of Entertainment Earth, managers, employees, its affiliates, you and me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast, powered by 16bit.com, for February, Friday, 15th, 8200. I'm a little goofy because it's been a crazy week. We've got lots of news for you on lots of things, and I'm leaving the States tomorrow. But I'll tell you more about that in a second. Let's start off with movies. New at the box office this week. The Spiderwick Chronicles, Definitely Maybe, Jumper, and Step Up to the number two, The Streets. Last week at the box office, Fool's Gold was number one with $21.6 million. It was followed by Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus in 3D, and Juno, which is good, because Juno's making a ton of money. Indiana Jones. The trailer for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull has been released online as of Thursday. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it at indianajones.com. I saw it, and it looked great. Star Trek, the new movie from J.J. Abrams, has been delayed. Originally scheduled for a December 2008 release, this new movie will be put in theaters come summer 2009. The reason given for the delay is they expect it to make a lot more money in the summer than in the winter. I guess that makes sense. Lucasfilm has confirmed that Star Wars The Clone Wars will premiere with a theatrical release on August 15th, 2008. It will then be followed by a weekly television series which will air on the Cartoon Network and, eventually, TNT. Specifics for international distribution of this new computer-animated TV show remain to be seen. No DVD information has been given. And, frankly, we're not sure how long a season is. From what I've heard, though, somewhere between 30 and 60 episodes of the Clone Wars CG animated show have been completed, so they're already ready to go for a year or two, depending on how many reruns they air, of course. G.I. Joe. The G.I. Joe movie started shooting this week, and due to a paperwork snafu, the old Destro actor was replaced by the Ninth Doctor from the Doctor Who. Christopher Eccleston? I have no idea how it's pronounced. I watched the show. I don't know how the actors are pronouncing their names. But hey, Destro is Doctor Who. How cool is that? Mystery Science Theater. The Giant Gila Monster DVD sold by Rhino has been delayed. This is the individual release. No reason has been given, and no release date has been given as an update. Back to the Future, the animated series, may be coming to DVD in 2008, so says TVshowsOnDVD.com. The 26-episode series focused on the family of Doc Brown and had the appearances of numerous characters from the show, but not their voice actors, with very few exceptions. Toys. The big news in toys this week is, of course, Toy Fair. It's this weekend, and I will be there. I don't know when I'll be able to file my reports to you guys just yet, but if all goes well, I'll be able to record and post from the road. Stay tuned for more True Believers, otherwise I'll have everything for you to say next Friday, or as I can post it throughout the week, if I can do that on the Thursday I get back, who knows. Anyway, Star Wars. Hasbro confirmed a lot of new stuff this week. Pretty much everything is due in July. A Star Wars Clone Trooper helmet is coming, and seems to be another voice changer like the popular Darth Vader and Optimus Prime models. The Clone Wars Ultimate Lightsaber includes new and different parts so you can customize your own Jedi weapon. For your Clone Trooper figures, you can buy the AT-TE vehicle, which should cost about $100, and hold 20 action figures. It's loaded with electronic features, and it should be awesome. Basic figures this fall will include a Build-A-Figure concept, and like you may have heard, these are going to be Droid Factory themed. What you may not have heard is that a price increase is coming along with the basic figures. You can expect them to be about $7.99, but on the other hand, with a big movie push, some stores might be charging less for the figures, so really, pricing could go either way. Just check your local stores for availability and all that stuff. Specific figures and vehicles have not been officially revealed yet, but watch Galactic Hunter, or your favorite Star Wars news site, this weekend for pictures as they're revealed, because there will be lots of coverage straight from New York to you. Star Trek. Diamond Select will be releasing a Mego-style figure of Khan from the original series as a shared exclusive between Hastings and Planet X stores. This nifty figure should fit in with your classic Mego releases and cost you about $20, give or take a couple of dollars. MMA. Fans of mixed martial arts will be happy to know that the company Round 5 is doing four figures based on the Ultimate Fighters. Coming soon are Matt Hughes, Tito Oritz, Randy Couture, and Quentin Jackson. G.I. Joe. Hasbro's confirmed new vehicles will be coming in 2008 as part of the main line. The Cobra Vamp is coming, as well as an Armadillo Tank versus the Serpentor Chariot, according to a Hasbro press release. These should be out in June, about $15 each, and hopefully it will be awesome. A number of multi-packs, including four or five figures with the DVD, will be coming around the same time as well, based on the Mass Device, Serpentor Rise, G.I. Joe the Movie, and two other themes. Transformers. Hasbro has confirmed that their new Classics toys will not be available until the fall. That weeping you heard was me. As reported previously, this includes Power Glide, Sunstreaker, Prowl, Onslaught, and other characters. A full suite of animated toys is expected to be showed at Toy Fair this weekend. Stay tuned, again, to your favorite news sites like Altered States Magazine for coverage. Also, rumor has it that Nemesis Prime from Transformers Classics will kick off the new line at Comic-Con this July. More as it develops, it has not been confirmed. Meanwhile, the first BotCon exclusive has been revealed. It's Optimus Prime, and he's purple. It's a Classics mold with lots of battle damage. The unboxed sets of BotCon exclusives have already completely sold out, so if you didn't pre-order your box set, you might want to do that. Let's see what else we got. Dexter! Biff Bang Pow got the license to do Dexter stuff. Dexter is a Showtime series involving a serial killer who kills serial killers. The first product, a Dexter bobblehead, is currently available for pre-order at, you guessed it, Entertainment Earth. There's also concept art of the figure you can check out, and it doesn't look half bad, I have to say. It's very nice. Halo! McFarlane Toys announced three specialty market exclusive Halo statues for a little over $26. These include Master Chief, the Arbiter, and the Brute Chieftain. They are said to have a larger size, greater detail, and less articulation than the action figures. Hellboy. Mezco released images for Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, and pre-orders are available now. Figures include Hellboy, Liz Sherman, Abe Sapien, Johan, Prince Nuada, and Wink. Overall, they look pretty good, and the trailer for the movie ain't half bad. If you've seen it, check it out if you haven't. Big Lebowski. Biff Bang Pow announced two more products, which means their license seems to have been expanded to include more characters. Steve Buscemi's Donnie is one, and Sam Elliott's The Stranger is another. They're both up for pre-order at Entertainment Earth and e-distribution right now. And you can see a picture of the early sculpt of Steve Buscemi's Donnie on the site right now. Playground Maniacs will be doing a Talking Dude keychain, which plays clips from the movie. Wrestling. Jax Pacific signed the TNA license for 5 years starting in 2010. I guess it's never too early to brag. Meanwhile, Mattel has announced that they have the master license for WWE, formerly WWF, starting in 2010. So there you go. We got a scoop for you 2 whole years early. I don't know why they're making us think of it so soon, but hey, they are. Playmobil. A lot of U.S. mass market sets are said to be showing up, but we haven't seen any yet. Items hitting a Target and Toys R Us near you include new specials and new packaging, and figure 2-packs of Roman gladiators, new knights, mermaids, and more. There's also supposed to be a shark cage and some nautical diver boats. We'll have more specifics for you as we see them in the wild, if they're interesting. Otherwise, not so much. Video games. In Japan this week, they announced that the Nintendo Wii Mario Kart will include a steering wheel you can actually attach to your controller. So you put your Wiimote in this little wheel, and you can spin it like that. Or you can use your other controllers to control it in a variety of ways. Apparently, like Smash Brothers, is supposed to be multiple control configurations. I can't confirm this, but it's a nice extra for not a lot of extra money. Also, for download this week on the Wii, you can download Lords of Thunder, the Turbo CD shooter, which was apparently a really big deal when it was released. I never played it, but I'm curious. And Harvest Moon from the Super NES. It's an RPG where you can woo your mate and plant fields. Interesting, no? Xbox 360 fans, on the Xbox Live Arcade service this week, you can download Discs of Tron or Commanders, Attack of the Genos. I hear both are pretty good. Discs of Tron is supposedly a very authentic port of the arcade game, and Commanders, Attack of the Genos is supposed to be another great action game from Sierra. The Sierra that used to bring you Space Quest now brings you some fairly decent arcade-ish action. So check that out if you're so inclined. New from Entertainment Earth! It's a whole bunch of new stuff. We received lots of new items this week, many of which will be in stock by now, and many of which may have sold out already. If you're a Star Wars fan, we received a limited number of the new Evolutions figures, including the Jedi Legacy, which, last I checked, was in stock now, as well as the AT-AP and General Grievous Starfighter vehicles. If you haven't seen these yet, order them today! Also, we received some Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle statues. These are extremely hard to find warehouse find items, which you should totally buy. If they're not on the website yet, forget I said anything. Pretty cool. And a limited quantity are available, so be sure to get yours while you can. We also received new Futurama bobbleheads. Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader DVD game has been restocked. Barbie's Dream Stable is back in stock. We got a whole bunch of new Star Wars stuff. We also have that Obi-Wan Kenobi Gentle Giant Clone Wars mini bust. Very few of those are left available for order, so I suggest you get those soon. And, oh, Mattel's DC Universe Wave 1 is in stock. These are the Marvel Legends of DC. They include a Build-A-Figure. You can get Batman, the Penguin, Red Tornado, Etrigan, and more. And you should, because they are big and they are nice. And that's it at Entertainment Earth. Of course, we are thanking you for your business. Thank you for listening to this show, because Entertainment Earth sponsors it every single week because it's their show. So, of course, they sponsor it. And we've added hundreds of new items, from Littlest Pet Shop to Narnia to Ben 10 to Domo-kun. You know Domo-kun. MLB, NHL, NBA, ABCDEFG, lots of stuff. So check out entertainmentearth.com today. Don't forget to pre-order your Kotobukiya X-Wing 3D cross-section artifact statue while you can. It is very cool. And again, thank you for your business. And now our toy of the week. I know last week we said we wouldn't review a Hasbro product, but you know what? I lied. This week we're going to be looking at some of the new Star Wars figures that came in, because we got some really nice stuff this week. And I mean a ton of nice stuff. I had a hard time deciding where to start. But we're going to go with the Star Wars Evolutions Force Unleashed Darth Vader Secret Apprentice set. Now, you might be asking, why are all these words being said to me? Well, these figures are taken from the game Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which originally was going to be out last year, then was going to be out around now, and now is going to be out around August. This set includes three versions of the playable hero character from the game, as well as accessories. Almost every single one is super articulated to a fault, one of which has kind of wonky joints, but we'll get to that in a minute. And it's quite nice, because it's cool. These are the first full-size action figures from the game to be available, and each one has no recycled parts between the other, as far as I can tell. I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to find some evidence that they repeated a thigh here or a shin there, but it looks like Hasbro actually went out of their way to make new figures from the ground up for each one of these, which I gotta say is more work than I would have been willing to do. I would have repeated at least the boots or something. So good job, Hasbro, for doing way more work than was expected of you, because I'm a lazy person, and I'm impressed. The first figure I'm going to look at, and by the way, the character's official name, if he has one, has not been revealed yet, is Darth Vader Secret Apprentice as the Secret Apprentice. This is the outfit you've seen him in almost every publicity shot. He has very torn clothing, a slightly bloodied torso, some shoulder armor. He is super articulated as they come. He has a lightsaber, no place to clip a lightsaber on his belt. Three little clip-on Sith Lightning, I assume it's Sith Lightning pieces, because I haven't played the game yet, because I can't. A red lightsaber blade, and a pretty good sculpt. Actually, a great sculpt. Paint job on mine kind of blows. The face has some rub on the paint, it looks like, so he looks kind of dirty. I haven't seen a second one yet, so I don't know if they're all this way or not, but mine wasn't so good. The hands have gloves. Everything is ball-jointed, except for the hips and the waist and the wrists. Hasbro's articulation for the elbow is quite ingenious for his ripped shirt. You really have to see it to appreciate it, because I can't describe it very well. But the lightsaber is similar to the one they sell in the stores, the roleplay lightsaber. And he looks really good. He fits right in with your other Star Wars figures. He doesn't look out of character. If you had him walking around streets of Coruscant display, or had him sitting at a bar in the cantina, he fits right in, which I gotta say is more than we can say about a lot of action figures released that are mostly original designs. The character exists in a time frame about 10 years before and 10 years before Star Wars, 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. So he's basically running around the same time R2-D2 and C-3PO are spotting the spotted Jugadu and saving Keziban from Mon Jolpa. Well, actually, they're the same guy, Mon Jolpa and Keziban. So it's a joke there. That was free. No extra charge for that. It wasn't funny, was it? Anyway, the Secret Apprentice outfit version of the Secret Apprentice is very good. I would like it, Hasbro, if you're listening, please re-release this figure in an individual package with extra accessories in the future if you ever do another round of Saga Legends. I think fans should have another shot at this guy outside the Evolution set. It's a great figure. Next on the list is the Jedi Knight version of the figure, which is pretty cool. He has an ingeniously designed belt for his lightsaber. You can poke it through this little sash thing, and it's cool. Instead of clipping it to his belt, it plugs right in, which is a nice change of pace. What isn't a nice change of pace, though, are the arms. And when you have a figure, sometimes you have to nitpick. The figure is wearing white and brown Jedi robes to indicate that this is the redeemed Jedi Knight version of the Secret Apprentice, who, again, still doesn't have a name. He has a removable hood, which is very nice because it comes off easy and it doesn't interrupt the look of the figure at all. I mean, he looks great with it or without it. And the head sculpt underneath looks better than the other figure that I just reviewed. The problem is the arms suck. For some reason, around his wrists, he has this really weird piece of cloth hanging off of each one. They're like napkins, basically, so I guess he doesn't have to wipe his mouth on his sleeves. He's got this extra external napkin running perpendicular to his arms. I have no idea why this is. It doesn't look very good. I'm hoping it has some significance in the game, because it looks like here's something that gets stuck in an escalator or a revolving door. It doesn't really seem to serve any function. Most Star Wars things are very functional in appearance, except, of course, those that aren't. So it's wacky. Also, he has a swivel elbows, a cut joints, instead of the ball joints, which we all love so much, which is kind of a step back from other figures. But, you know, if that's the worst thing about this figure, it's still pretty good. He has a cloth robe and some plastic robe pieces on his legs. It looks like he won't have too much problem sitting without deforming the design of the robes, but it might not be perfect. He's still got ball-jointed knees and ankles, normal hips, normal waist, and is very good. He has a green blade lightsaber. It seems to be... actually, it's not. It's a different mold than the one included with the Secret Apprentice outfit of the Secret Apprentice. So the Jedi Knight version of the Secret Apprentice is pretty good. He is the weakest, well, depending on who you ask, he's one of the weaker figures in the set, just because I think he doesn't seem fully realized, is a good way to put it. The napkin thing, I'll never be able to get past that. The third figure in this set is the Secret Apprentice as a Sith Lord. Apparently, you can become a Sith Lord in the game, or at least you can become a Sith Lord as an action figure. It is neat, because it's got a weird mask on that looks sort of like an evolution of a Mandalorian helmet. And he's all gaunt, he looks kind of like what Marilyn Manson probably wishes he looked like. He has this giant claw on his arm, he's got all these cuts on him, he's all scarred up and gnarly, he's got these claw fingers, he's got a bunch of lightsaber trophies hanging off of his belt. I mean, if you're a Star Wars fan, and I don't mean someone who just likes the movies, I mean you like the books, you like the comics, you like the other stuff, this set may be one of the best things you could ever buy. Because you get three versions of a new character, and they're all very different and very good. The Sith Lord is mostly black with grayish skin. He looks like he's dead, basically. Decaying, it's gnarly and cool. He has a lightsaber with Sith spikes springing out of it, just like the roleplay lightsaber in the stores. It's red, and he's articulated very nicely. He's got wrist joints, elbow joints, ball jointed shoulders, lots of cloth. He's got more cloth than the other figures do, and it works well. They picked a weight. It's not too heavy, and it's not too thin. He's got a ponytail hanging off of his head, which is the only thing about the figure I don't really get, but he's got great armor that makes up for it. You almost don't even see the ponytail. I mean, that's something to say. This figure, if they were all released individually, and you were selling to the very picky toy community crowd, I think they would like this one the most, just because it looks very hardcore. I mean, this is a... And on the other hand, some diehard fans might look at it and go, you're trying too hard to be hardcore. I think it's a great figure. I like the slightly more subdued Secret Apprentice, but as Sith Lords go, this isn't a bad figure. I mean, as a kid, you could have a lot of fun with it. As an adult, hopefully we'll see how it fits in the game, and then we'll know better what the significance is of his unique costume and all of the adornments on his person. The Force Unleashed set is available for pre-order at Entertainment Earth, because our first shipment pre-sold out. We'll be getting some more. You may find this at your local stores from anywhere between $20 and $30. I've opened all the Evolution sets, and the reason I reviewed this one first is because I really think the character is neat. And this is without playing the game, it just looks cool. Other sets include Mandalorians, Jedi Knights, and Sith Lords, like all Sith Lords. And we'll go into those in future shows, because they are so good it's worth your attention. I don't think I should do any more shows with seven figures each if I can help it. Because who wants to listen to that? I mean, I'm sure you don't. But anyway, you can pick up this set now if you're very lucky. You should pick up this set if you see it, if you like Star Wars figures. If you don't like Star Wars figures, you probably tuned out 5 minutes ago and are angry that I am still talking about them. Okay, that's all for this week. I'm going to have to do some things shortly, like pack. I got to be leaving. I got to wake up at like 4:45 tomorrow to get a flight at 7, which isn't that early. The good news is this is a little bit later than the last flight I have, and this time, hopefully, my alarm will not fail me, because, anyway, that's a long story. Maybe you'd be interested by it, I don't know. Anyway, I want to say thanks to everyone who's been writing in with your comments. I really appreciate it. And to those of you who've been posting comments on forums thinking I can't read them, just so you know, I do read a lot of forums, and I do appreciate your feedback, even though you can't say it to my face. If you have negative feedback to send me, I am here for your hate mail. Unload on me. It makes me stronger. You can contact me anytime you'd like at adam@16bit.com. That's adam@16bit.com. Over the next 2 days, my sites might go dark a little bit. I am not dead. I am in New York, and my internet access is going to be somewhat limited just because I'm going to be in meetings because it's Toy Fair and I have a job. And well, most of you know me as a happy-go-lucky fan who tells you all the great news, or at least some of it. Some of you also know that one of my positions is as the merchandising guy at Entertainment Earth, so I have to help bring on great new companies and have meetings with vendors and find out about all the great new stuff that you're going to be buying in the next year, or the stuff that you may not be buying, depending on what you're into. So I'm going to hopefully see lots of new and exciting companies and come back to you with so much news, your heads will explode. If all goes according to plan, I'm going to try to do multiple shows based on the vendor. So if you don't want to download my all-Lego roundup, you don't have to. See, I'm thinking about you. Aren't I a nice guy? Anyway, that's about it. So you can read more from me at 16bit.com, at galactichunter.com, at entertainmentearth.com, and new at playmoblog.com. That's PLAYMOBLOG.com. It's a blog about Playmobil. Someone had to do it. No one was doing it. So because the German Playmobil community didn't jump on the idea, I guess it's going to be me until someone does a better job, which should take about 3 weeks. So check it out if you like Playmobil. And I'm sure one of you does because you wrote in. Thank you. And we'll see what kind of new wackiness ensues there. I'm still going to be covering everything else here, of course. And if you have any requests for what you want to know about from Toy Fair, let me know. My goal is to tell you about absolutely everything that I see, as long as the vendor is cool with it. But if there's anything special you want to keep an eye out for, let me know. I, of course, will always be looking for William Howard Taft action figures because no one's made any yet. But hey, who knows? The fattest president deserves to be made as a toy, and hopefully someday someone will rise to the challenge. I will either, I'm going to talk to you again soon. I might be talking to you from New York. I'm probably going to record from New York. So cross your fingers, and hopefully you'll hear from me starting on Sunday or Monday. See you next time.